We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien. And Jeff, let's jump right into it. It is the new year. 2020 is done. 2021 is here. Amen. A woman. That I couldn't resist. That is what happened in Congress yesterday. At the end of what? Was it a prayer? Whoever did it said amen, and then a woman, you idiot. Amen has nothing to do with gender. It means
yeah,
so
it
be
means
it.
Let it yeah, so be it, exactly. Yeah, I don't get this one.
They've
this
got
is
too
new
far
thing
around the bend.
Speaker Pelosi wants to be like gender neutral in all terms in the House, and I heard that you're no longer referred to as a woman, you're a birthing vessel or something like that is the term for that.
This woman is so screwed. She just barely won Speaker of the House again, and what she did, she should be condemned and censured for making a COVID-positive birthing vessel come in to Congress. It was a woman she had come in, right? Have them come in to vote COVID-positive. That is disgusting.
So, again, it's an example of all these restrictions that, you know, the Democrats have been touting since March, whether it be the states or Speaker Pelosi, and their theme seems to be restrictions for thee, but not for me, because you had the speaker out not wearing a mask and getting her hair done when all the salons in California were closed. We're seeing it. Last night there was another protest at the convenience store, the gas station where the guy was shot here in Minneapolis. It was a big protest. I don't see Keith Ellison or any of his goons over there. It's only applies to, you know, small businesses and Trump rallies and everything else. Anything that benefits the Democrats is fair game.
Now,
that's what leads to the noncompliance, the defiance of these orders, is when stuff like that happens.
Now, you mentioned the Keith Ellison and his goons. Is Keith Ellison part of the lawsuit that your firm is filing today on behalf of bars and restaurants? Or is it just Governor Walz? I mean, how encompassing is this filing?
It's Walz and the commissioners of the Department of Health and Department of Employment Economic Development. Indeed, you know, so no, Walz. I mean, Ellison will be involved. His team will, his office will be defending a lawsuit, but he's not personally named. No.
So what is the lawsuit asking for? Immediate, relief, or is it looking for an injunction to put this aside so bars can open today?
Yeah, we're going to be filing the complaint as well as a motion for an injunction. We're asking for a judge to enjoin further enforcement of the executive order 20-103, the one that extended the closure of bars and restaurants beyond December 18th. We're not asking to, you know, to find his powers unconstitutional. We're not asking to do away with masks or social distancing in bars and restaurants. We're simply asking to be open again, because these guys have played by the rules, and there's, you know, cases have declined. There's no rational basis any longer for the governor to keep bars and restaurants closed. So we're going to suggest to declare that.
Now, can you cherry pick your judge? I mean, can you get one that you know will be sympathetic
no,
to this?
No, you can strike in state court, in district court, you can strike the judge you draw once as a matter of right. So the first time, when you get assigned a judge, if you don't like that judge, you can object. Once you've done that, though, the second judge, that's your judge.
So basically, if you don't get the worst possible judge, you don't strike, because you could wind up with the worst possible judge if you do, right?
My view at this point, and you've seen cases in New York and California, and some of the public opinion is turned against the governor in terms of these shutdowns of the bars and restaurants. I think a lot of judges may be sympathetic to this case right now. There doesn't seem to be any scientific basis for what he's doing any longer, and there doesn't be any evidence that what he's doing has any effect on whether or not the virus cases increase or decrease. So I think a judge may be willing to, put the governor in his place, so to speak, this week, if this nonsense continues.
Well, that obviously these places need to get reopened, those that can still reopen, because some of them are never coming back, and that's the saddest thing of all here. that's the case.
Right.
Now, you were in Wisconsin, yep. And bars, restaurants, everything's open there, right?
We're at my in-laws, so we just ate at home. And you drive around town, and you can, parking lots are full, and, there's people going out to dinner and living normal life, and a little bit different than, you go into a grocery store, and that the grocery store requires, that you wear a mask, and some, so you still have to wear a mask places, but no, there's none of this. You can't go here. You can't go there.
Well, that is the way it should be everywhere. And they don't have, is there incidence of COVID higher than ours right now, or is it?
I think right now it's about the same, or I think their cases are lower right now.
How can that be? I mean, they have bars and restaurants open. That's unbelievable.
Right.
Hey, did you bring back some good cheese?
I didn't bring back any good cheese, but I brought back a whole mess of Chili John's chili. Yeah, I had to run some errands for New Year's Eve dinner. I volunteered to go out and get a couple of items, and lo and behold, I stumbled right pulled on the aisle, and there's the freezer case in the meat department, and there is the Holy Grail, the whole case of Chili John's chili. So I just kept shoveling it into the cart.
It was like supermarket sweep. And this is stuff you talked about a few weeks
ago.
Pretty much. But this is the stuff made by the original owner, right? It's not
this
made
is the
by
legit
the
stuff.
Okay.
Yes, this is correct. This is the stuff that the previous owner of the restaurant retained the right to sell. So this is the right now, and with what's going on with the legal battle, you don't go to the restaurant for the authentic Chili John's chili. You go to a grocery store and pick up a little 16-ounce tub or two, and you can get it both with just the meat sauce, exactly, or nine. You can get it just as the meat sauce, or you can get it the Cincinnati style as a bowl with the spaghetti and the beans, and you can get whatever level of spice that you want if you want to do it that way.
They package it with the spaghetti already in?
That is one of the options.
Oh,
you can either get it just the sauce, or you could get it with the, as a bowl.
That is the height of laziness, that you wouldn't get the spaghetti or make the spaghetti separate so it's fresh. Yeah, that's a bit much for me. So, well, I'm glad that you got this and you were able to pull it off to get your Chili John's chili at some point, except it's all beef. I don't do beef. Do they make a chicken version?
They do not.
See, Cincinnati style doesn't either, like Skyline Chili and Gold Star. Those are the two big ones. Unless it's changed, all they ever have done is beef. And I don't get it because some people won't eat beef. I'm not talking about a vegan or vegan alternative, but just an alternative with some chicken, maybe a little turkey. All right. Well, Jeff, good luck with this lawsuit. Hopefully it does make a difference, and we'll start seeing bars and restaurants open again early this week. That would be terrific. Be a great way to start the new year. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, go get them and bring home the bars and restaurants. We'll take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.